BetMGM Network presents to you the most unique show in sports.
I'm an NFL junkie. I think I like the NFL more than my wife. Don't tell her. Don't tell anybody. I love the National Football League.
A show so unapologetically original, it needs its own word to describe it. Wagertainment.
Money won. Is twice as sweet as money here.
Featuring the prop king himself, Nick Kostos.
Do something constructive with your money instead of betting it on Kalen DeBoer. Here's the bottom line. In the National Football League, you play to win the game. And the Green Bay Packers now, 2 days before the season starts, have Micah Parsons instead of Kenny Clark. And the Cowboys have Kenny Clark instead of Micah Parsons. Period.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry, phenomenal Football Friday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Kostos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you here on the Odyssey app, on SiriusXM, on YouTube, on Twitch, on radio stations nationwide. We are in your hearts and in your minds as we bring you the fastest show in all of wagertainment. Talking all things sports betting. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. Coming up today on the show, one word, bets. Bets. Glorious, glorious bets. Bets. As far as the eye can see. How many minutes of bets, you might ask? 100 minutes of bets today on the show, starting at 5:20 p.m. Eastern Time. Bets for Major League Baseball. Bets for the WNBA. Bets for Week 2 of college football. Bets for Week 1 NFL Sunday. And our side, total, and prop thoughts for tonight in Brazil. The Kansas City Chiefs and the Los Angeles Chargers. We will take a trip to Femi's Island for the first touchdown scorers. And you, dear listener and dear viewer, are hereby invited to thy royal court, the King's Court, the Prop King's Court, for thy royal yardage and anytime touchdown scorers for tonight's game. All of that coming up. 100 minutes of bets at 5:20 p.m. Eastern Time. And at 5 o'clock Eastern Time, we will get college football bets for week number 2 with the great Colin Wilson, Action Network Big Bets on Campus podcast. Colin joins us 1 hour from now. But we begin the first phenomenal Football Friday of the 2025 NFL season with the regular season opener last night, which somehow had a lightning delay and ended close to 1 o'clock Eastern. Some of us live on the East Coast and have young children and have to get up in the morning. Hey, like, do we really need games ending at like 1 a.m. on the East Coast? Just allow me to bitch about this for a second, please, because I'm tired. We're going to make it through. Don't you worry. But man, 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time? Give me a freaking break, man. All right, I'm done bitching about the weather delay, at least as far as my sleep is concerned. We'll get to the total of the game coming up in a little bit. The Eagles beat the Cowboys last night, 24-20. The betting reaction from the game, and there's a lot of it, is coming up next segment, about 20 minutes from now. And trust me when I say, you won't want to miss it. Because it was a comedy of errors last night as far as the bets went with the Eagles and the Cowboys in Philadelphia. For now, let's talk about the actual game. Let's talk about Philadelphia's win, and we're going to spin this forward here because I think, at least with one of the teams, I'm already circling a bet for next week off of what we saw last night with the Eagles and the Cowboys. And I guess we need to start at the start of the game, where literally, before one play is from scrimmage, we have the opening kickoff, and then before we have the first play on offense from scrimmage, Jalen Carter's ejected from the game for spitting at Dak Prescott. What a sentence to utter. You couldn't script this in a million years that that's how the game would start. Best defensive player in the game spits on the opposing quarterback, and he gets ejected. Like, imagine we spend the offseason handicapping this game. All day yesterday, handicapping this game. And then before the first play from scrimmage happens, the most important defensive player's out. This would be like betting an LA Rams game a couple years ago, and all of a sudden Aaron Donald's out. You bet a Cleveland Browns game, and Myles Garrett's out. You bet a Dallas Cowboys game, and Micah Parsons is out. Too soon? Just what a ridiculous set of circumstances. Like, props, side, total, everything that completely turned upside down because Jalen Carter spit at Dak Prescott. I mean, just as revolting as it gets. I mean, just the worst thing. I mean, honestly, as a man, I think I'd rather you punch me in the face than spit in my face. I mean, it's like, what's worse, like spit or slap? I think spit's the worst one. I think that's like the most offensive thing that one man could do to another man, spit in his face. So obviously, horrible behavior from Jalen Carter. Everyone knows it. It's obvious. To his credit, he did apologize for it. What's he going to do? Be like, yeah, like I'd do it again. Like that meme. Yeah, you're damn right I'd do it again. Of course he won't. We'll see if he gets suspended for the Super Bowl rematch coming up next week against the Kansas City Chiefs. I will just add, and then we'll talk about the game. Dak Prescott absolutely instigated that entire thing. Now, I don't think Dak spit at Jalen Carter, but he knew what he was doing. Spitting in the vicinity, he's smiling in Jalen Carter's face and motioning for the official after Carter spits at him. I hate to say it, Dak Prescott is a snitch. He snitched on Jalen Carter. He was a snitch. I'm just saying, like, that. This is, I didn't write the rules. You can get mad at me if you want. Dak Prescott snitched. And I don't even necessarily blame Dak Prescott. Like, Jalen Carter's crazy. And when you can instigate a crazy person to do something crazy and they suffer the repercussions, not you, then, yeah, I don't blame him for doing it. But also, Jalen Carter was in the wrong. Dak Prescott absolutely instigated that. 100% instigated it. And Dak Prescott snitched after the fact. Where I'm from, the mean streets of Queens, New York, snitches get stitches. Not from me. I would never step to Dak Prescott. But just saying, that's generally the rule from the mean streets. And Dak Prescott absolutely snitched on Jalen Carter. So, not even a play into the game, and the best defensive tackle probably in football isn't playing in the game. Just absolutely insane. And I'll be honest with everyone, and we'll talk more about this next segment, right? Jalen Carter gets ejected. I want to do cartwheels. I got the over in the game. Best defensive tackle in the league's out. I'm hoping in that moment. I mean, can George Pickens mess with Cooper? Can Cooper DeJean spit at George Pickens? Like, can Quinyon Mitchell spit at CeeDee Lamb? Let's get all the good defensive players out of this game. Let's get all of them out. Let's let Deron Bland can spit at A.J. Brown. Let's get all the defensive players out. I mean, I can't believe the over didn't hit again. That's, it'll be a story for next segment here. But of course, the Dallas Cowboys are able to run the ball, right? After Jalen Carter goes out of the game. Of course that was able to happen. They still end up losing the game 24-20. But the game, I think, closer, obviously, because Jalen Carter is out. And when the game ended, and I'm thinking about the game in the aftermath, and because I'm guessing that you are like me, the listener or the viewer, how do you sleep after a game like that? Like, I'm laying in bed it's late because the game ended late, and I'm laying in bed and I'm thinking about the game, and I wake up this morning and I got myself a gun and I'm thinking about the game. I walked away from that game really, really impressed with the Dallas Cowboys. Not that the Cowboys are a Super Bowl caliber team, and they did lose the game. Not that the Cowboys are a Super Bowl caliber team, but I thought that was like a statement of intent from the Cowboys that this is not going to be a pushover team this year. That they're not going to let what happened with Micah Parsons and the Jerry Jones fiasco define their 2025 season. And I say this for two reasons. Number one, I thought Dak Prescott was magnificent last night. I thought he was outstanding in the game. And you can see, like, he obviously lost weight. It's like when you see someone and you haven't seen them in a while and they lost weight and, like, their face isn't fat. And not that Dak had a fat face. He's an athlete, right? But you can tell that he lost weight. You know immediately. You can see it, like, whoa. Like, he got in way better shape. It seemed to me like that was the most vocally demonstrative and, like, and physically demonstrative that Dak has been in his career. I've never seen it like that. Like, Dak firing up his teammates like that, as animated as he was. I loved that from Dak Prescott. And the throws that he was making were unbelievable. Like, no fear. Dropping it in the bucket, and his receivers, especially CeeDee Lamb, and we'll get to him, let him down consistently throughout the game. And if you're like a box score monkey, oh, well, he only threw for 188 yards. How good could the game be? I don't know. How about this? Like, do you watch football, clown, moron? I don't care that he only threw for 188 yards. Look at all the drops in this game. Look at the quality of throw from Dak Prescott in this game. That was takeaway number one, positive for the Dallas Cowboys. And the second one, none of us had any idea, and I guess, like, the jury can still be out. It's one game. None of us had any idea how this was going to be with Brian Schottenheimer from a game management perspective. I think we all kind of assumed, like, he's going to call a good game, especially coming off the heels of the Mike McCarthy era where, like, they're stuck in the Mesozoic era on offense. They hired Clayton Adams to be the run game coordinator. Like, it looked way better. And the offense, like, looked, just even to an untrained eye, looked like it was more advanced than it's been in previous years. I was fascinated to see what type of game manager Brian Schottenheimer is going to be. And I think we got at least a partial answer to that question. Like, we don't know how aggressive he's going to be on fourth downs when he gets into a big spot like that. Like, that we don't know yet. But at the end of the first half, I thought he managed the clock perfectly, leading to that Aubrey field goal. It's one of those where you're watching it, and I'm like, he's nailing it. It's not, and not that I'm the be-all, end-all here, but I think all of us, this is going to sound crazy, I actually mean it. Like, all of us that have, like, hit the bong and played Madden and wiped Cheeto dust off the analog on our PlayStation controllers. I think all of us are pretty good clock managers because of that. So we're all watching the game, and collectively on social media, everyone at the conclusion of that drive down the first half is like, Shotty nailed it. I thought that was really good from Brian Schottenheimer, and no one knew how that was going to go. So I think what you've got coming out of this game, and we'll talk about the defense, which I think is extremely problematic without Micah Parsons. But if the quarterback's going to play like that, if the head coach is going to properly manage the game, and if the number one wide receiver can hold on to the damn ball, at worst, this team's going to be frisky this year. At worst. At worst. And I'm not the first person to say this. Like, I come on the air at 4 o'clock Eastern the day after the game is played. So I'm sure other people have said this today. It's not an original take by me, but it doesn't mean it's not true. This team could use Micah Parsons. Like, they might be a playoff team with Parsons. Like, that was a good effort last night by the Cowboys. And if CeeDee Lamb holds on to the ball in the fourth quarter, like, they probably win. Like, we're probably talking about the 1-0 Dallas Cowboys and the 0-1 Philadelphia Eagles. If CeeDee Lamb holds on to the ball. Next week, the Cowboys host my New York football Giants. There's a look ahead market at BetMGM. Dallas is a 3-point favorite. Like, hilarious. Like, if Dak's going to play like that, like, there's no way that the point spread in that game should be 3. And the total of the game is 44.5. I don't care that last night's game went under the total. We'll talk about that next segment. Did you watch everything that happened before the Lightning delay? That defense stinks, and this offense is electric for the Cowboys. And you're going to put a total up of 44.5? Please. Love that over next week, and we'll see what the Giants do on Sunday. On the other side, we'll talk the Cowboys defense, impressions of the Eagles, and how last night went from a betting perspective. Spoiler alert, not great.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.